Good morning. We're here on a special day. Today is youth-led worship. So everybody participating and leading worship for you today is youth or youth-like. So we'll have me as the youth director, Ann Birchmeyer. Pastor Bob is here with us. And I believe Susan is also going to do a cameo in today's worship service. We're so glad you're here. Welcome. Please join in worship by standing and joining us in the first hymn.
Okay, so like Ann said, good morning and welcome to Brighton First United Methodist Church. I am Isabel Sang, and I'm honored today to welcome you here this beautiful morning. We're a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God every day. So in your bulletin, when you came in, you were given a connection card, and I'd like to invite you to fill out this connection card and put it in the offering tray when it comes around later today, so that we can get to know each and every one of you better. In your pew in front of you, there's going to be a yellow prayer card, and I'd like to, feel free to fill out this prayer card and also put it in the offering tray when it comes around, so that we can lift up your prayers and concerns to God. Now I'd like to invite everybody to greet one another in God's name.
Hello, my name is Liam Kinney. Let us pray. It is good to be together, God, in this place, with these people, at this time, together listening for your voice. Open our eyes to see you walking beside us, protecting us, encouraging us, loving us. We pray this in the name of Jesus, who moves us. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning again. You've heard that a lot already. I'm Pastor Bob Fuchs. I'm the associate pastor here and the campus pastor down at our Whitmore Lake campus. That's where Sherry is this morning, in case you were wondering. She is not stuck on some cruise ship That's not a good joke right now. And I love the fact this is Youth Sunday. It's also Scouting Sunday, so we're recognizing both those things this morning. And do we have any Eagle Scouts in the room? I just wonder. Let's see. You have to stand up, David. Is he the only Eagle Scout? All right, David. That is an amazing accomplishment, the time it takes, the years it takes to do that. I was a scout. I stopped at Weeblos. Do they still have that? Does that still exist? Well, all right, so anyone who was in scouting or is in scouting currently in their lives, stand up. I want to see who that is. Wow. Wonderful. All right, are there any parents who... No, stay standing because, you know, this will work better that way. Anyone who's a parent of a scout who or a child who's in scouts currently, stand up. I want to see you guys stand up. All right, if you can, no, stay standing, stay standing. Can you guess the date that the Scouts were founded? Boy Scouts. Girl Scouts were 3 years later, but can you guess the date? I'll give you the day. It was yesterday, 110 years ago. So that's amazing. If you can spell Scout, please stand up. That should be everybody, right? So please join me in prayer. Oh God, your will is that all your children should grow into fullness of life. We lift you to you the ministry of scouting. We offer our thanks for camping, to teach us that the world is our great home, for study and work to build character, for service to see our responsibility to those in need, for encouragement in genuine patriotism and vital faith. Bless the work of scouting in this place and around the world, that through its efforts, the young may, like our Lord, increase in wisdom and in stature and in favor with you and all people. Amen. You may be seated. Ann?
All right. Can I have all the children down for the children's message? Let's learn about a time that Jesus put God first. Okay, so in the New Testament, it says, or it explains to us, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and left his house and went to a solitary place where he prayed. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't like getting up early in the morning. don't you feel tired getting up early in the morning? So Jesus was probably tired too. But he knew it was important he put God first. So how do you think that we can come up with some ways to put God first without taking away from our sleep schedule?
Praying before bed.
Praying before bed. Maybe setting aside the video games for a second and praying. Maybe. Maybe before you go outside, you pray really quick, or you read a Bible scripture, or brush your teeth. Yeah, you can pray while you brush your teeth. You know, Jesus sacrificed his sleep because he knew God was so much more important. And to have God a part of your life is a big thing and a big eye-opening thing. So does anyone else have any other ideas? Going to church. So you wake up really early in the morning and you go to church. I think that's a pretty good idea. Anybody else? No? What kind of, do you guys play any sports or anything like that? No? Yeah? So before you go to a sport, or before you get in the car, before you play with your toys, why don't you just give a quick prayer and a quick realization to God or Jesus? You know, just give that good notice, because it's always good to have him part of your life. And it's always good to recognize that he's there, because without him, you know, we'd be kind of broken. But, all right, no more ideas? Okay, well, he knew that there was nothing more important than spending his time with Jesus. You may not have to sacrifice your sleep to give up your time to Jesus, but maybe you should read a verse or something before you go to bed, or just try to set aside time. Make a specific time. Are you ready to pray? Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for being over and watching over all of us. We want to recognize that you're there, and we want to thank you for helping us and guiding us and realizing that we are broken. We do need some help sometimes, and we do need to turn to you, and we will try and put forth the effort into realizing and taking that time out of our day before our special events and our fun activities to realize that you were there and to pray and to read your Bible. Amen.
He may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Is there anything else I can get you?
No, thank you.
Are you waiting for someone?
Yes, I am.
She's running a little late, isn't she?
Yes, but I said I'd be here, so I'm ready for her.
All right, well, I will be here if you need anything.
Thank you.
I can't believe that game.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we were like so close.
The score was 73-6, Amanda.
I know. It's like we still only needed like 8 more home runs.
We were playing football.
Well, that explains everything then.
Would you like to order, sir?
No, thank you.
Well, you have been waiting here since 7 o'clock, so I thought you'd be ready to order.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Would you like some more coffee?
Yes.
I'm thirsty. Cassie, do you mind if I go get a drink?
No, that's fine.
All of a diet.
All right, I'll be right back.
Don't forget my diet.
I can't believe this.
I so know what you mean.
I mean, all the money put into this.
Really? You think they'd come to their senses?
I mean, 2 million stations and there's nothing on.
I know. How could they discontinue my lip liner?
Just chew your gum, Amanda. Just chew.
All right.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you.
I don't mean to pry.
No, go ahead.
Why do you bother waiting on her, sir?
Because I said I'd be here.
I understand that, sir, but she stood you up 3 times to speak alone.
Yeah.
Why do you still wait?
Because I love her.
But she said that before. If I were you, I wouldn't put up with that.
And it's a good thing you're not me.
Sorry. Why do you?
Because I love her.
Hey, everyone. Sorry I'm late. I had to go drop Michael off way out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh. Are you two, like, boyfriend-girlfriend?
No. Anyway, the house was really far away.
Did you, like, make out?
What are you talking about?
Come on, you can tell us.
He's my brother, and I had to go drop him off at a friend's house. Perv. Anyway, what have you guys been doing?
Nothing.
Yeah, just waiting for you.
Cool. Hey, Michael was talking about this awesome party tomorrow night. Do you want to go?
Yeah!
Well, Cassie, do you want to go?
Have you ever had that feeling that you're supposed to be doing something, you're supposed to be somewhere, but you have no idea what?
What are you talking about? We're all talking about a party, and you're talking about some Back to the Future movie. What?
Sir, it's 10:30. Do you want to order anything now?
No, I'm fine.
Well, seeing as she probably won't show up, I'm going to leave this with you. You can take care of it when you're ready. Wow, lots of bills there, sir. She sure did miss out.
Yeah, I'm going to give her a feast.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Cassie. We could have had a great evening.
Anyway, Cassie, are you going to go?
Please, come and
please.
Please.
No.
Shall I make a reservation for tomorrow?
Well, yeah, I'll go.
Yes, tomorrow, same time.
Great. Why don't we order some pizza?
That sounds good. I'll call.
The phone number's in the kitchen.
Wait, does this place have a veggie anchovy pizza? It's good for your skin. Guys, wait.
I know there was something I had to do. Friday night, 7 o'clock, quiet time. I'm so sorry, God. I completely forgot. You know I was busy, and the game. I'm sorry. Tomorrow, we'll just have time together. Just you and I.
What about now?
Now?
Yeah, Cassie. Our time together isn't just about you learning about me. It's about me getting time with you. You and I aren't just teacher and mentor. We're so much more. I like spending time with you. Besides, they're going to be in there arguing about pizza for a while.
That's true.
I'm ready to order now.
My name is Colin.
I'm Lucas.
I'm Carly.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Amber.
And thank you.
Yeah?
Now take a moment to pray with me, please. God, thank you for being there for us when we were ready and having the patience to deal with us and help us to save time every day so that we can learn more about you and understand what a relationship with you means. And we thank you for your love, your support, and your miracles every day. Amen.
Please join me in a time of prayer. Dear God, please help everyone in China and around the world suffering from the coronavirus and their families stay safe. Please help everyone everywhere affected by disease, violence, or poverty who need your help wherever they are, help them stay safe and well. Help everyone locally stay warm during these cold winter months. We thank you for helping us stay safe and warm ourselves this winter. Thank you for letting us gather each Sunday to learn, pray, and connect. Thank you for the opportunity at Community Connect last Saturday to help people in our local community with warm socks. Please keep anyone suffering or in danger safe and help us find ways to help others and make our world a better place. Now we bring to you in a moment of silence our thoughts and prayers. Now, please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As our ushers prepare for our offering, I would like to mention that today is also ASP Sunday. We have our ASP youth working with us as well to take noisy offering, which won't be so noisy because we have this great special music that's also going to happen. But please get your spare change ready as they pass the ASP buckets for donations for us to go to ASP.
Yeah. Creator of the universe, our God, we ask your blessings on these gifts as well as those who have given. From our own free will, we have given to your church to help make earth as it is in heaven. Let those gifts be used to provide a sanctuary, provide education for our youth and adults, and to provide hope to those who feel helpless. You have designed us as people to feel closer to you when we give. Let your grace fall upon us here today. Amen.
I'm Kyle Fick. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.